Hey girl, welcome back to the Say Grace podcast. I'm registered dietitian and weight loss expert, Constance Shelby. I've helped thousands of women eat the foods they love while losing weight. I'm here to talk all things weight loss and women because you know it's never just about the food. So whether you're praying before a healthy home-cooked meal or driving the struggle bus right on through that drive-thru, sit with me and let's say grace. Hey y'all, I'm Constance Shelby, registered dietitian, nutritionist, wife, mama, and owner of Perfect Fit Nutrition and the Lean Queen Lifestyle, where I've helped thousands of women lose weight eating the foods they love. I just want to take a minute and thank you for giving me a listen here. A podcast is something that has been on my heart for a hot minute now, but honestly, it took me longer than it needed to go ahead and decide to do this. So I'm so grateful that you decided to join me, and I hope you enjoy this episode along with the rest of the episodes that are coming for you. But I want to dive on into it because I know you are here to hear about things that you can relate to and things that, you know, make you feel like you're not alone in this weight loss struggle. And so I thought, why not start with the greatest topic and the worst topic of all time? And that is why weight loss is hard. Okay. I have worked with enough women to know that it always sounds easy at the beginning, right? Because we are so motivated at the beginning, right? Like we come across a new weight loss program, we have the highest hopes for ourselves in that moment, or either we are at our lowest point and desperate for a change, right? And then this program makes it seem so easy and like they'll just bundle it up in this cute little package and give you everything you ever needed to get it all done. And then, you know, I see it day in and day out. I see it with a lot of the extreme diet programs, but also I see it with my own, right? Like women start so motivated, so jacked up, like they want to go to the grocery store and completely replace their entire pantry, their entire refrigerator, like their kids who have never eaten a vegetable in their lives are, you know, going to have Brussels sprouts for dinner that night. Like it is such an extreme. And so then what happens? Because I know you've been there. I know you know exactly what happens. The newness wears off and it isn't as easy as it seems. You start to feel like maybe you're one step behind the pack, or you're literally starting to run to have to catch up. And then eventually you just let them keep going without you, right? Stop looking at the emails, stop, you know, unfollow them on social media, that kind of thing. And eventually you fall off the wagon. And sometimes we start to think, okay, this is a me problem. Like, why can't I just get it together, right? What is wrong with me? And why can I never do this? And I just want to let you know that I know these things of women because we see it. Like in our program, we have women complete an assessment and, you know, we want to hear like their past struggles and their past successes and, you know, the things that haunt them at night when they're thinking about trying yet another weight loss program. And so we know that a lot of times when you start a weight loss program so motivated and so excited and really like already imagining yourself in smaller shorts in the summertime, we know that a lot of times it ends in failure. And so I personally believe that there is something, I don't want to say magical, but there is something that is so important about knowing what to expect on the front end of starting a weight loss program so that it doesn't feel so traumatic and frustrating on the back end of the weight loss program, or once you've gotten into the weight loss program, once you've gotten used to the weight loss program. Okay. And so, you know, a lot of that can be that, you know, we are not in the right place mentally, emotionally, or we're just physically not in the right program for us, but we're not going to go there today. What I really want to talk about today is what happens when the newness wears off and we still want to lose the weight, but that fresh momentum and excitement is no longer there. So then we turn to, oh, well, I must not be cut out for this, or, oh, this is too hard for me. Okay. And so I want to talk about my first diet attempt. Okay. If you are a product of, well, so I was born in the late 80s. And so in high school, what was that? Early 2000s. Okay. If you were around my age in the early 2000s, then you remember this, and it was the Special K diet. Okay. And so the Special K diet was designed just like any other whack diet out there. You know, it was designed to really control your intake, control your caloric intake. Because I mean, yeah, if you've heard of me before today, then you know that like I am a firm believer in counting calories so that you know how many calories you're taking in, and then in turn have control of your weight loss, right? But a lot of people don't want to do that. A lot of people don't want to take that extra step. They don't want to make that extra effort. And so diet programs are on to that. You know, they realize like people don't want to work for their results. And so Special K diet was one of those where you really didn't have to work for it. You didn't have to do the math. You didn't have to, you know, hit the gym 100 times a week or whatever. You just had to eat Special K twice a day. I believe you could eat the cereal with low fat milk twice a day. And then you could have their cereal bars, like maybe one or two cereal bars. I should have looked it up before I hopped on here, but you could have one or two cereal bars in between. Cause I don't know if they still even make them anymore, but they had those cereal bars. And I mean, they were pretty dang good. Like I actually enjoyed them before I went on the stupid Special K diet. And then I can't look back now, but so you could have Special K once or twice, or up to twice a day. And then you could have, I think, a Special K bar one or two times a day as well as your snack. And then I believe like your third meal of the day could just be like a simple meat and veggie meal, you know, something lean, something light. Okay, so looking back on that, now let's keep in mind, I have a lot more experience now, a lot more expertise now. I mean, you know, I was a junior in high school, a sophomore or junior in high school. I know I was getting ready to go to homecoming, and my homecoming outfit kind of showed my stomach a little bit. And I just felt like, oh my gosh, I cannot have my stomach hanging out like this. I've got to lose some weight. And so that I was just looking for that quick fix, that impulse type thing that would get me where I wanted, get me looking how I wanted to look by the time homecoming came. So I started it 2 weeks out from homecoming. And as I was saying, like looking back now, I know that Special K was like, I mean, y'all, it's kind of like just plain old white carbs. Like it's sugar, white carbs, a little bit of milk. And it was just a low calorie diet. I mean, I really could, I would guess that a bowl of that, including the milk, was probably around 200 or 250 calories. Like realistically, looking back, I could have done that with anything, you know, could have said I'll have 250 calories at breakfast, 250 calories at lunch, and, you know, green veggies and a meat at dinner, and still lost weight. But back then I did not know, because I bought into what was being sold to me, and what was being sold to me was that the Special K diet was going to help me lose that weight. Right. And so I say that because like we've all done it, like I, even not diet wise, if it's, you know, anything that you buy into hoping for a positive result. I mean, literally just recently I wanted to buy into like a mentorship type business program, and Jess was like, Constance, you've already done those twice this year. You got to stop buying into things hoping they're going to change your life. You know, so here I am, 35 years old. Not much has changed, you know, other than I know a little bit about nutrition and don't buy into the diets anymore. Anyway, just kidding. So, all right, back to the story. Special K diet. So I bought into it. If I remember correctly, my mom, God love my mother, she refused to take me to the store. She refused to partake in me trying to lose weight. She thought it was stupid. My mom was so not into and she's still not into visual appearances or anything like that. And so pageants and any kind of weight loss or any kind of clothes that were not appealing, she was not about it. And so she refused to take me to the grocery store. And so if I remember correctly, I convinced my dad to take me. But I still had to pay for all the groceries. Okay, this is how serious it was. I had to buy my diet food because my mom was so against it. And so I did though, because I was desperate, right? I mean, if somebody had told me it was $500, I would have bought the stupid Special K cereal and bars and done it because I was desperate. And I thought that looking and feeling a certain way in my homecoming outfit was going to, change my life. So I started the diet. I was going to get serious, right? And I remember starving to death. I mean, think about it. It's just like white carbs. It's just like carbs in a small amount at that. I mean, you couldn't eat a half a box of Special K, right? And so I remember starving to death in that season. And then after about 2 or 3 days, I completely gave up. I completely gave up on it because I was so hungry. I mean, I was physically active. I was a cheerleader, so we had cheer practice after school. We were running laps, and I was literally trying to run laps, surviving on a cup of Special K and milk from lunch. And so that for me was my memory is kind of crappy. And so for me to remember that specific incident in my life, it really tells me something about myself. And honestly, it was probably the first time that I really started getting interested in nutrition because I thought at the end of it, I thought, my gosh, there has to be a better way. I have to be able to lose weight and not feel like I'm pulling teeth. You know what I mean? And so fast forward, literally after that, I went on pretty much a binge for several. I mean, I just kind of ate junk. I ate fried food. I mean, I literally felt like I was making up for all the time lost when it was only a couple days that I was able to stick to the dang diet. And I remember going to homecoming and feeling so discouraged because not only had I, pretty much starved myself and then binged it back, but I almost went into this mental state of, okay, I deserve Cheez-Its. I deserve to go through Popeyes. I deserve because this was so hard. Now, was I actively saying that out loud? No, but it was very much an unconscious reward that I had given myself because, it had been so tough for those 2 or 3 days, right? And so all that to say, I just knew that I was not cut out to do something like that again, but it wasn't a large enough lesson to teach me not to try the next quick fix again. Looking back on that time, I was like, I am never trying that Special K diet again. And y'all, oh my gosh, we had so much leftover of that cereal and bars. Just like my mama knew we would. But anyway, looking back, I was never going to go back to the Special K diet. But ultimately, why? Right? The ultimate reason why I was never going to go back is number one, because it just wasn't for me, especially at that time in my life. I mean, you can't survive off of cereal and then go be an athlete. But number two, I failed at it. And I didn't want to look back at that failure, right? I didn't want to try again and then fail again and feel all that, terribleness again. But it wasn't a large enough blow for me to just say okay, I'm never going to try to lose weight again. In college, my roommate and I tried to go vegan for a minute, just not for any other reason other than to lose weight. And that didn't last either. We spent so much money back then. The options were a lot less. We have a lot more good, healthy type options for any way you choose to eat. But back then, it was very limited, and we bought the most expensive, most disgusting black bean burgers I have ever had in my life. I mean, and so, you know, there you go again. There is another failure of like a weight loss attempt in my life. And after a while, those things start to just kind of build on each other. You start to, you stop looking at it as just like a diet that didn't work for me and kind of almost start to look at it as, well, this is who I am, like somebody that's going to start something and then not be able to finish it. And so, and again, that can be in any aspect of life, not just with weight loss. And so, you know, I really kind of just wanted to address some of that today, and I want to go ahead and say here, like, I am not your counselor. I do not know all the things. I just know some of the things that I have learned, not only through my personal experience, but through, you know, like I've mentioned, coaching so many women, and it is like the things that I have learned, it is crazy, actually, because the things that I have learned are the exact opposite of how we want to be when we start a program. And I'm going to try my best to put this into like words that are understandable, but like we sign up for anything and everything wanting that sign up to somehow conform us into this new person who happens to look just like the person that is leading the show, right? We want to be them. We believe if we can just check all the check boxes that they provide us with, you know, drive directly on that roadmap that they've laid out for us, you know, buy that exact brand of butter that they eat or whatever it is, then we could become that person. Because in that moment, we kind of trick ourselves into thinking that like that's who we want to be. And if we were more like them, we would be better. And keep in mind, I'm just saying this hypothetically. I'm not speaking of like a specific person that's running a specific weight loss program. I'm more so speaking of kind of our vision of who we wish we could be. And then here we have this amazing weight loss program that's laid it out for us, right? This is how you get there kind of thing. And so what happens though is, hey, like we are who God made us to be, right? Like I am Constance. I am not Jillian Michaels. I am not, you know, my awesome best friend who eats the black bean or ate the black bean burgers, who also enjoys HIIT workouts and running marathons. Like I'm not her. You know, I'm not my sister. I'm not my mother. I'm not, you know, I am me. And so we don't want to think about that when we start a program that is encouraging us or, you know, teaching us how to change. Now, again, we may be changing for the better, right? Like we want to get healthy. We want to lose weight. Like we want to feel good in our skin and be able to walk to the mailbox without getting out of breath. And we want all those things. But to get there, you still have to be you in the process. You cannot be Jillian Michaels in the process. It took her a long time to get there, and there are still some things about her that you may not want to be. Okay? And so that's the first thing that I just tend to notice, that when we start something new, we're looking through it like, I don't know, like we've got some kind of, you know, goggles that are telling us like, hey, if we do this, this, and this, then we'll be like that. But that's never going to happen because you're you and your story, your weight loss story, your, you know, relationship stories, your education stories, every story about you is just that. It's about you. And so you have got to take ownership of that at first to know like, hey, this is who I am. This is how I live. You know, thank you for your suggestions, but X, Y, and Z may not work for me, you know? And of course, you know, teenage me didn't see that when I was over there, you know, trying to, choke down these lightly coated corn crisps or whatever they were, whatever Special K is, you know, back then. But it wasn't me. And I should have known from the beginning because, I mean, back then I was in high school and I was eating literally those grandma cookies, you know, the big ones that they would sell. They would sell them at the end of our lunch line, but you had to buy a tray to be able to buy a cookie. So I would send friends who were, I would give them money and they would buy the tray and then they would give me the cookie. You know, I mean, that's what I was eating, grandma cookie and a Coke from the vending machine every day for lunch. Powdered sugar donuts for breakfast. And, you know, now my mom did cook healthy for dinner, so that was a win. But I was, and then snacking on junk all throughout the day. Like, there was no way that Special K was going to work for me because, I mean, it was kind of nasty and it just wasn't as filling as some of this other heavily, you know, heavily fattening junk food was. And so, but back then I didn't know that, right? Back then I knew I just wanted to get skinny as fast as I could. And so, unfortunately, we are still in that mentality, a lot of us, in a lot of different areas of life. It's like, okay, I'm desperate now. So now I'm going to do the most, you know, radical thing or just the first thing that comes across my plate. I'm going to start that. Okay. So my second thing is we try to do too many things at once. Okay. So even if you have gotten past your Special K crazy diet phase, sometimes we sign up for these new programs or we decide, hey, I'm going to attempt to lose some weight. And you're like, so I'm going to eat salads every day for lunch and I'm going to start cooking, you know, only grilled chicken and fish for dinner. And I'm going to work out every day. Constance, every day I'm going to work out because I know if I work out every day, I'm going to lose weight. Okay, so you say all these things. Now, keeping in mind that literally 2 weeks ago, you were, you know, hitting the drive-thru for lunch because you're so freaking busy. You were making, you know, picking up pizza twice a week for your family for dinner because, like, oh my God, that's the only thing you can serve that doesn't make them lose their minds, you know. And exercise has not happened in months, okay? This was just a few weeks ago, but because you decided you were motivated and dedicated, you have recreated this new, awesome, amazing plan. And now don't hear me mocking those things because those goals are awesome if you can realistically achieve them, okay? A lot of times we see people that just want to do it all and want to do it all right now, and they put too many things on their plate and then again, wind up just giving up completely because we are in a world of demanding schedules, very, you know, everywhere we turn, I feel like as a woman, as a mother, a wife, an employer for me, but an employee for a lot of people, you know, like everywhere we turn, someone needs us. Okay. We're coming up on that age where our parents need us, where, you know, some of our grandparents need us, our children need us. Like we are just in this phase of life where you aren't able to just frolic throughout your day and, oh, I wonder what kind of, you know, low sodium seasoning I'm going to put on my fish tonight. And, oh, I wonder what kind of, you know, 2-hour HIIT workout I'm going to dabble in this evening. Like we are not there. And I don't know if we'll ever be there in the world that we live in. It's so fast paced, you know? And so my number two here for, you know, just reasons that weight loss can feel extra hard is we try to do too many things at once. And so I know when you step off into, you know, the decision you've made to try to lose weight, I know the first thing we do is want to, you know, pile it all on. But, you know, my challenge to you is like, just take it one step at a time. Pick one thing that you know you can realistically do. And it doesn't even have, like, you don't have to sound like, you know, you are making this huge sacrifice just to make these bodily changes or whatever. Like you don't have to, you can just say like, you know what? I'm really wanting to walk towards losing a little bit of weight. So I'm going to try to drink 2 bottles of water a day because my bottle or my water intake is awful. And that's it. That's your first goal, right? And so, and just stay there. Just stay there until, you know, you really feel like, man, I have conquered this water. Like I am killing it. But I'm still wanting to see a little more progress on my weight goals. So, you know, what can I do next? Okay, again, I know that this doesn't sound the most attractive, It doesn't sound the most motivating, but you know what it does sound like? It sounds like something that you can realistically incorporate into your current life that you live so that you are not, again, wallowing in that failure of all the unchecked boxes that you wrote out for yourself, you know, and still seeing that same number on the scale. So another thing that we tend to do is we trend towards things that we hate, okay? Hate with a capital H. I will never forget when Jess and I were first married. We really couldn't afford much of anything. Like, I didn't even have a full-time job, if I remember correctly. And we had bought a house, and I was kind of used to just working out. Like, in college, Jess and I got married right out of college. As soon as I got my master's, in May, and then we got married in June. And so I was used to having a school gym, you know, like the colleges I went to, I was used to having a gym that I could go to there. I was used to, you know, being on my parents' dime. We always had a gym membership. And so when Jess and I got married and we didn't have a gym, I thought to myself, okay, you know what? I'm going to be a runner. I'm going to run. And I would get out there and I would run. First of all, I would do it like at the end of the day when I was exhausted and it was like hot as heck outside. And second of all, I had no idea what I was doing. Like, our neighborhood, like the pavement was so uneven. I was probably, you know, doing irreversible damage to my ankles and my feet. I mean, who knows? But I was determined that I was gonna exercise. And the only thing that I knew that I could do without a gym membership was run. So that lasted about not even a month. Like, I was just so over it. I had shin splints. I mean, I hated it. I hated running. Okay. And so then what? So then I just stopped because I hated it so much. And then I also fell into that failure mentality again. But I should have known from the beginning. Like, I never liked to run. We used to have to run in school, and I hated it with a passion. I mean, there was never a time in my life that I enjoyed running. And also, I was running at this time in our lives, I was running out of motivation for weight loss. And that was it. I was not running because I thought I would enjoy running. I was not running, you know, for any other benefit other than, let me see how many calories I can burn by getting out here and running. And so I did not last long on that little effort that I made because I hated it, you know? And so I encourage you to think about, like, what do you hate? What are you doing that you currently hate? Like, are you trying to eat Brussels sprouts or broccoli every single week and they are awful? You know, like, you hate them. You always have, you always will. Are you currently a member of a gym that you do not find joy in when you walk in or when you walk out? I mean, yeah, y'all, exercise sometimes is hard to, like, just get it together and actually do. But I mean, you should most of the time think about it as a something that you enjoy, something that brings you happiness and makes you feel good, you know? And so, you know, really thinking about, like, this is why I'm always saying, like, if you tell me in your assessment when you sign up with me that you, like, bread is life. Like, I love bread so much. Bread is my enemy. I can't get away from bread. You know, I love bread. I love to have bread with dinner. I love toast in the morning. It never fails, man. It never fails. Later on down the line, it says, well, I had some success on low carb, but then I fell off the wagon. Well, why? Because you just said, like, bread was your boyfriend. So why on earth would you neglect your boyfriend? Eventually you're going to miss him, you know? And so, you know, that is something that is one of those that is really a common thing where you start these programs or this, you know, routine that you feel like will give you results, but you automatically know that it, like, sucks and you don't like to do it and you still do it anyway. Well, down the line, odds are you're going to go back to your old ways because you're not finding enjoyment in those things. And then the last one is, you know, that I want to share today is just that a lot of times the reason weight loss is hard is because we expect that instant gratification. Just like I mentioned earlier, you know, we start something a lot of times out of desperation. Like we're just so sick of feeling this way or looking this way, or, you know, we are desperate and we want to make a change. And so oftentimes we don't say, gosh, I'd love to see a little bit of results in 3 to 6 months' time. We are like, why are my pants not falling off of me a week into this diet? You know what I mean? That is what we want. And let me say, it really doesn't help that, you know, we are seeing kind of this false sense of weight loss all over our timelines and everything else right now, of just these people do make it look like they lost, you know, a pant size in a week and, you know, lost 50 pounds in 2 months. And you know, this is not the podcast. Y'all just wait till I get real comfortable here, but this is not the podcast about that. But it doesn't make it any easier when we're seeing these people do the thing that we're trying to do, and then our results aren't coming as fast. So we want to panic about it. We want to give up. We want to, you know, make it harder than it has to be. And so, you know, I am here to encourage you that real, lasting, non-medicated, non-crazy supplement, non, you know, insane meal scheduling or any of that, like real weight loss that can actually be sustained for the long haul is not going to be instant. Like, it sucks to say it, but it's not, okay? But the beauty in it is that you're going to put in that effort consistently day in and day out. Yeah, it's not going to be like 100% effort every day. And that's the cool part about it, is it doesn't have to be when you go at it, you know, a different way from the rigid structured schedules that some people have. So it's not going to be 100% effort, but it is going to be showing up for yourself every single day. And then you, it's like you ease in to something beautiful, to a change, you know. And while it's not as fun as it, or as it may seem, you know, to one day wake up a week after you start a diet and your pants fall off, like, while that may seem a lot more fun, I can promise you that approaching it in the way of not expecting that instant gratification will, number one, it will keep you on track for a longer period of time. And number two, once you reach that goal, you will not instantly regain the weight as soon as you go back the way you came. You know what I mean? And so, yeah, while it can be so frustrating to just want to see, even just like if you're set at like a calorie goal of losing 1 pound a week or whatever, it can be so frustrating to like do what you feel like you're supposed to be doing and then not lose that 1 pound this week, you know? And if you don't have the confidence behind your journey, if you don't have the support behind your journey, then it can feel really easy to give up and just assume that it doesn't work for you. But I'm here to tell you that it is working. It may not look exactly like it should, black and white on paper, but your body is changing. Okay. We have to give it grace. We have to love it. Right. And trust it. And so, yeah, that's my last one, is just that instant gratification piece. We want it instantly, but sometimes it doesn't always come that way, but that doesn't mean that it's not still working anyway. So that's all I had for today. I hope to keep these around, you know, around 30 minutes. If you know me, you know, I tend to be long-winded sometimes, but I promise I am working on that daily. But I hope y'all enjoyed this first episode of the Say Grace podcast. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Say Grace podcast. If you enjoyed it, it would mean the world to me if you left me a 5-star review. Also, make sure to follow the show so you don't miss another episode. Plus, if you're interested in learning more about losing weight and eating the food you love, make sure to subscribe to my email list by going to perfectfitnutrition.com. See ya!